The Volumes of Truth. Volume 7. Blow the Trumpet. Sound the Alarm. April 28, 2010. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's watchmen, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord, to those who are faithful, and hold fast to the line. To those whose hearts remain close to the holy covenant, whose minds are set upon the goal. Those whose thoughts grab hold of the vision, with countenances unchanged. Adamant stones, who cannot be moved from my purpose. Rocks of offense, set in the midst of this most rebellious generation. Servants who remain in my love, who long for justice to run down like water, and for righteousness to flow like a mighty stream. For the zeal of the Lord of hosts dwells within them. My sons, in the midst of you I have placed a measuring line. Even amidst many stones of stumbling, have I stretched it out, that you may follow it, that you may go straight forward. And though you yet stumble, I have indeed stretched it out before you, lest you should fall, and be unable to rise up again. For the weight of this revelation is indeed very heavy, and shall be met with much resistance. Persecution and slander shall come forth to bar your way. Many voices condemning you for your actions. Many accusations brought forth falsely, on account of my words. Lo, it has come forth already, and shall continue, and increase by measure. Yet do not be at all dismayed by this people, nor be taken aback by their words. Do not listen to their slander. And when they draw close to abuse you, in word or by deed, do not turn and run. For I shall be with you, and dwell in you, like a flame of fire. Behold, I shall make you as a fortified city, with high and thick walls, built with strong and tempered mortar, which no man can scale, nor shall the enemy break through. For no weapon forged against me shall by any means prosper. I am the Lord. Therefore, my sons, hear the word of my mouth, and so do. Heed all my commands, and do not hesitate when the decree is sent down. Go forth in my name, and do not relent, nor be turned aside. For the mouth of the living God has spoken. Trumpet my fierce rebuke, and make my indignation known, without ceasing. Share my words, and declare my wrath, in every corner of your reach, by all manner of speaking and devices. Speak my words aloud, and blow the trumpet against this nation, and against the churches of men. Yea, sound to the four corners. Blow the trumpet, in all the earth, says the Lord God. My watchmen, pick up the trumpet, and turn toward the churches of men, and declare the word of my mouth, that the sound of my voice may humble them. Yet if they will by no means be humbled upon hearing the word of the Lord, behold, on a day they do not know, and at an hour they do not expect, I will come forth from my place, and strip them naked, and pour out all their riches upon the ground. Lo, I will sift them, and bring forth a remnant, even from the midst of them, and they shall be left all alone, in bewilderment and tears. Therefore, again I say to you, blow the trumpet, my sons. For the time of the Lord's rebuke has come, and the warning must be given. Go, hesitate not. Go forth, and make enemies of all peoples and nations. Cause a great division, even within the churches of men. For I have not come forth to give them peace, that they may sit at ease in all their fornications, or to sit idly by, as iniquity overtakes them. No, I have not come forth to make peace, but war. A great division. For this is the sword I bring, even to the slaying of every heart, to the breaking up of every false foundation. Behold, I am come forth to divide asunder, to cut in pieces, until all this enmity is torn down, says the Lord.